two new films look at women who in midlife find themselves in drastically altered circumstances. One is Jackie, with Natalie Portman playing Jacqueline Kennedy. The other is the French film Things to Come, starring Isabelle Huppert. Critic Bob Mondello says they would make a fine award season double feature.
The philosophy professor, played by Isabelle Huppert in Things to Come, is happiest when surrounded by books. She lives a life of the mind, all business when her school is engulfed by protests, complaining to her publishers that their gaudy new cover makes her best-selling textbook look like an ad for M&M's. Or just sitting in the apartment she's shared for 25 years with a husband who also lives a life of the mind, or so she thinks, until he mentions meeting someone.
Nathalie, il faut que je te dise, j'ai rencontré quelqu'un.
So why tell me, she wonders. Remember, they're French.
Et pourquoi tu m'en parles?
Because he's moving in with her?
Je vais partir vivre avec elle.
Quoi?
This is not the only thing Natalie's dealing with, but it's the one that shakes her up. She tells a former student, who is himself going his own way and challenging her, that she and her husband listened to Brahms and Schumann for 20 years, and now, at 50-something, she gets to change the tune. Just think, she says, my kids are gone.
Mes enfants sont partis.
My husband left me, my mom died, I've found my freedom.
J'ai trouvé ma liberté.
Her eyes tell you that liberté as an intellectual construct doesn't quite match what she's experiencing. Huppert has always been natural on camera, but playing a character based partly on herself, partly on writer-director Mia Hansen-Love's mother, she's breathtakingly understated, wanting to be defined by ideas, not circumstances, even as circumstances buffet her. The film's title in French is The Future, but the translation Things to Come feels more accurate. Huppert, peering into a middle distance, head held high, sees not so much a future, bright or dark, but a lot of disconcertingly unpredictable things to come. The unpredictable has already happened as Jackie gets underway. Jacqueline Kennedy, nerve endings still raw, is meeting a journalist who wants her perspective on the assassination that shattered her life and the dreams of a generation.
It's been just 1 week already that treating him like some dusty old artifact to be shelved away. It's nowhere to be remembered.
And how would you like him remembered, Mrs. Kennedy?
You understand that I will be editing this conversation just in case I don't say exactly what I mean.
Editing doesn't quite do justice to the control Natalie Portman's Jackie plans to exert over this interview. Though fragile, she has an exacting notion of how her story should be told, something that's also true of Chilean director Pablo Larraín, who doesn't so much tell the story as piece together a mosaic, jump-cutting from this framing interview.
What did the bullet sound like?
To the almost stream-of-consciousness memories it prompts. The camera staying close to the First Lady as she staggers through a psychological minefield, breaking the news to her children.
How do I do this?
Watching Lyndon Johnson assert himself.
What an awful way to begin your presidency.
And most of all, determining the shape of a funeral that will both promote her husband's legacy and have a whole world in tears. The riderless horse, the heads of state walking with her behind the coffin.
What do you say to those who say he didn't deserve it? The scale of it. I mean, he was a great president, but he didn't win the Civil War, for instance.
It was a funeral for the President of the United States.
Your husband drove cars. He didn't ride horses.
Yes, and there should have been more of them. More soldiers, more crying, more cameras.
I'm guessing you won't allow me to write any of that.
No, because I never said that.
Portman makes the former First Lady mesmerizing in her contradictions, uncompromising yet racked by doubt. Fearful that with the Kennedy legacy in the balance, her best efforts have fallen short.
You were at the center of it all, Mrs. Kennedy, and I'd imagine it's impossible to have any perspective from that vantage point, but I can assure you that it was a spectacle.
Much the same could be said of the film Jackie, a harrowing portrait of a woman who shaped history with her grief. I'm Bob Mondello.